Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of December 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers served during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers served in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. And ever since Thanksgiving, we've made a lot of highlights for campers here at Camp Courageous. Of course, Santa has been a regular entertainer of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of campers, and it hasn't ended. It continues throughout the month of December. Camper registration for respite and for week-longs and for school sessions and everything is open, so come check out campcourageous.org for more information on that. Saturday, December 6th, we're teaming up with our good friends at the Monticello Parks and Rec and hosting a big event here at Durgan. It's going to be a full event. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. It goes till noon. There's holiday bowling, arcade games, s'mores, hot chocolate bar. From 10 to 11, there's going to be photos being taken. And from 11 to 12, Santa joins the bowling and the arcades and all the other activities. So that's, once again, here at Camp Courageous. It's open to the general public. It's located at Durgan Pavilion, which is at 12101 190th Street in Monticello. And once again, Saturday, December the 6th, and it's just a free will donation. A lot of things going on with that. And then right around the corner, we have our big Camp Courageous Presents, our holiday concert extravaganza. It's featuring the New Horizons Band with visits from Santa. The New Horizons Band is just an exceptional band. Lots and lots of members, great entertainment. And this is not only open to campers, but it's also open to the general public. It'll be taking place at Durgan Pavilion here on the camp property. It'll be December the 12th. Doors open at 10:45, concert, some little treats and everything else. A good time right here at Camp Courageous. Our campers have enjoyed a trip to Branson as part of our travel program. They were gone December 1st and back on the 5th. They headed down and enjoyed all the Christmas decorations and things to see down there. They took part in the Polar Express as far as the train ride. They did the Ferris wheel. They went to the Dolly Parton Stampede, and the list goes on and on. Just a great time was had by all. And that's all part of a Camp Courageous travel program. You can get more information on that at our website at campcourageous.org. Camp To You went to Unlimited Services up in Manchester, went with a lot of campers making holiday cards to give out to their local nursing homes and just to friends. A great program, and we appreciate them being a part of it. A big thank you to Dr. Gail Pohl from UNI, University of Northern Iowa, whose students have been working on fundraisers for Camp Courageous and developing and executing a plan. Was up there last week, and a wonderful group, and looking forward to wrapping it up this week. A great thanks to our friends at the Light the World Giving Machines. It's located at the Coral Ridge Mall in Coralville. It'll be ending on December the 9th. These are vending machines in which you can go in and you can buy different needs that camp has. And it's located just right outside the Target store at the Coral Ridge Mall in Coralville. Big thank you to our friends from the Church of Latter-day Saints for taking on Camp Courageous as part of that project. The Camp Courageous Winter Sale is going on right here at Camp Courageous. It's open Mondays, Tuesdays 9 to 4, Wednesdays 9 to 4, Thursdays 9 to 6, Friday 9 to 4, and every third Saturday from 9 to noon. And that's going on right in the main lodge here at Camp Courageous. And of course, the granddaddy of them all, the Manchester Garage Sale, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, is going strong. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all the volunteers and everybody that brings things up there that makes that possible. A big thank you to our good friends at Tommy's in Dyersville. They made a generous donation of two pallets of toys and bags and things for the campers for us to give out to a wide variety of campers throughout this holiday season. A big thank you to them. Also, a big thank you to our friends at Capsan down in the Des Moines area. They gave us a couple pallets of trash bags and sanitary wipes, which we need so badly. If you have young ones or older ones that are interested in swim lessons, you can check out our website at campcourageous.org and see the latest swim lessons. We also have private lessons out here at camp in our beautiful pool. Fruitcakes are going fast. There's not too many left. You can check out our website, once again, campcourageous.org, and see all the latest locations throughout the area for fruitcakes. Our big need of the week is kids' noise-canceling headsets. A lot of times there's a lot of noise going on around the campers and their activities, and it's distracting for them. So we're looking for headsets there. We're also looking for holiday gift bags that we can wrap up gifts and give them to our campers. A big happy 70th wedding anniversary to Camp Courageous honorary board member Liz Hennessy Valier and her wonderful husband Dick Valier. Both were involved in the start of Camp Courageous as part of the Hennessy Construction, who moved some of the first earth that is today Camp Courageous. And Liz's brother Merle was very active on the board with the Building and Grounds Committee. Liz stayed active with the Pineapples for People campaign all 47 years. And Liz was part of a bridge group that raised money for decades for Camp Courageous. She joined our good friends Dottie Cummins, Kay Pitlick, and many others. Once again, a big congratulations to Dick and Liz Valier on their 70th wedding anniversary. They've been great role models and a beautiful legacy they have left for us all. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.